Hey, it's me, Lauren, and welcome back to Anna and Lauren Talk About Stuff and Things. Today, with a special guest, Natalie. Say hi, Anna and Natalie.
Hi.
Hi.
Today, we are going to be talking about a tsunami that happened in Indonesia. So, guys, what happened?
Well, a tsunami struck on December 22nd, 2018, at 2:30 p.m. our time and 9:30 p.m. local time. It hit the Sunda Strait, which is between the islands of Sunda and Java. The waves that hit it were around 25 to 30 meters high.
What caused it?
Well, it was caused by the volcano Anak Krakatoa. The volcano is about 2,667 feet tall, and they're scared that it's going to erupt again and cause another tsunami. It doesn't help that they're already trying to recover from a 7.4 magnitude earthquake that killed around 2,256 people.
What was the death toll?
Well, about 460 people were killed and 843 were injured after the tsunami hit. Then, 150 people are missing and 16,000 people are displaced. Also, after the tsunami hit, many buildings got destroyed along with houses.
Are people doing anything to help the victims? And what are they doing to prevent any more death from tsunamis?
People are helping to prevent, to try and help the victims. Organizations like the United Nations Food Program and the Red Cross are trying to get supplies these people need and trying to rebuild homes. They're trying to transport all the heavy debris off of the ground for the people who are trapped under. And they're trying to rebuild a new tsunami detector so they can detect the size of waves and determine whether or not to evacuate or not. This system has been down since 2012, and their tsunami system is severely underfunded, and they really need it.
So wasn't there a band performing in that area? What happened to them?
A huge wave crashed into one of the venues. There's footage of the wave hitting and sweeping away some of the band members of a popular Indonesian rock group. The lead singer currently has a tearful video posted on his Instagram saying that the band's bassist and the road manager had both died and three other members were still missing, as well as his own wife.
Wow, it seems like Indonesia is having a really tough time, but I hope that they get the help they need. And unfortunately, that's all we have time for. Goodbye, guys.
Bye-bye.
That's not gonna work.